Shmuel Lamed Zayin. So now he had said before we're going to take a look and see that the desire to get to the world to a certain goal is what caused all of these things to come to place, the people's chisaron and their shleimus and so on. Lamed Zayin, Omer Neshama. Okay, so you're telling me like this. Let's put down an end piece. And that end piece is the end goal of everything is to be Megali Yichudi Yisbarach. So he says, and everything else will fit into that scheme of things of being Megali. So he says, okay, that's exactly what I'd like to hear. Lamed Ches. Oma Seichel. Hine Mashan Atzichim Lohavin Harbei. What we're trying to do in light of what I said is to understand all of these chesronos. So basically, our question mark is on all of the things in the Bria that seem to be half what a Kosh Baruch would want. If we have things that are bad, broken, dysfunctional. That's not what Akash Baruch wants. So if you're saying Akash Baruch was the perfect one, created a perfect world, and so on, this is all the problem. And you try to answer it. And that's why all the people have tripped up and done bad. It's because of that. Kivade lefneshle musi isbar loyal elasas al tovos salvat. I mean, one would expect that because Rochu is shalin where you posit it and so on and so forth. Only good should be in the Bria. Omnam, ata mincha kola boros hashma. I will explain it to you. Hine. Kshana oimim shakarish brochu yachid. Hori onam mevinim she'en zulose. She'en hefach lo, she'en monea lo. Ula fuke mekol oisa svarish zacharnu. So he says, when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alone, Yochid is one and only, what we're really saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else has any mako. In the statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the exclusive entity in the world, when I say the word exclusive, the word exclusive is really a negation of anything else. Nimtza shalodai lekayim bo yisparach hatov al shatzorach lishlo mimena hefich. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and only, so for instance in math, if I tell you that an even number will fit the following equation or the following requirement. So if I say an even number and I don't say anything else, I don't have to prove that an odd number can't do it. All I have to do is prove the statement that an even number can do it. But if I say an even number and only an even number can do it, I need to prove two things. I need to prove that the even number can do it, and I need to prove that nothing else will work. And because whenever I say something is so exclusive, my statement really is an exclusatory statement, pardon the pun. And what I'm saying is nothing else. So if I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochid, what I'm saying is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm excluding everything else, I need to be able to show that that's true. All the other milas that let's say we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as wise, kind, etc., I don't need to exclude anything. So only in the midah of Yichudo Yisbarach do I have a description of exclusivity that requires me to exclude other things. Derech Moshe says, "Begedah chachma shayach hasichlus." When I say something is smart, I don't have to exclude stupidity. Because that's what smartness is. Derech hachasidus ein shayach horaki gidru hu lasis toiv makol. So he makes a remarkably logical step. And he says as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down that he wishes to be revealed as Yichudo Yisbarach, as Echad Yochad Miyuchad, then automatically I need to remove other things as well. I need to paint out other elements as well. That's part and parcel of what I'm saying when I'm saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yachid. So recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yachid is requires two steps. One, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing X, Y, and Z. Two, recognizing that no one else is doing or anything else is doing that. When I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Manayag Olamo Levado, I need to exclude nature, angels, other gods, and everything. And I need to show that they can't do it or that they don't do it. It's not enough to show what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does do. So take a look. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal anything other than Yachid, let's say Chachmot or Chesed, Kim Shem Kulam Rak Maila Shel Tov, Ein Begidrem L'Kiyum HaTov. Being that they're all just Milas of Tov, all we have is the Tov. L'Hoya Shayach V'Giluyam Asiyas Ra. There's nothing, Ra has no Makom. So I'm trying to say how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smart. It would mean that I would spend my days learning the Chachma so that I have some inkling of how smart he is. I would have no association with stupidity. If now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Ra, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to gali Yehudo, Ra is an important player because I need to deal with Ra and eliminate it. I need to be able to take Ra out of the picture. So I need to be able to, I have to be osik with the Ra and analyze it. And I have to say to myself, why and how and on what basis am I saying that nature does not play a role over here? That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person wants to confirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he does good things, he says, well, every time I daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me nice things. That's great. But if I want to confirm his Yichudo, I need to consider the other candidates and show why no other candidate is appropriate. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to want to give out political jobs. They didn't want that. They still do, in other words. And they had to go through, like every country, there's you have to have a legal tender, and everybody has to be able to apply, and given a fair chance. But so what the boss would do, in Hebrew it's called litfor michraz, which means to custom build. So if I have this guy that I want should become the next director general of the government firm, of the government electronic firm. So I write, I need somebody with a degree in electronics. Good. He should have at least 1.5 years of artwork. Why? I don't know. Because this guy has 1.5 years of artwork. He should live close to this. He should have. So tachlis, half of the of those type of tenders were more built on excluding everybody else, than particularly outlining the qualities of this person. So we need a sasul ground. A person needs to be able, when a person says he's a maimin, it's not only that he's maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he has a shocha prata stories, he also needs to understand where at the end of the day, nature doesn't answer it, and nature has to get its power from somewhere. There needs to be a certain zbeinus in that. Or avodah zarah, or kishuv, each door, depending on what the alternatives were. You need to be able to do it. The possibility of Ra has to exist, and we need to work on eliminating it. Don't make a mistake and say tzorech leharois asichlus. V'chein levayach hasidus tzorlas avzoyus ki ein hefech nikal mefeichoy. A person will say, but it's not true. When I want to show when I want to bring out the best in goodness, I need to contrast it with bad. So it's like the old mushal, a white painting looks incredibly better against a black background because it stands out more. So isn't it true about everything else? There's a beautiful verse. I heard it from Shlomo Shadron. He said, it says by the Malachim, it says, Vayashkifu misham, Vayelchu lahashkis estoim. They finished Avram, they took a look around, and then they went on to destroy stone. So he asked, what's that? Like, the Malachim needed to get their bearings straight, like they were standing there, and they said, I guess stone must be over here, and we got to go there. But what does that mean, Vayashkif Misham? What's that Vayashkif Misham doing? So he said, very beautiful word. I think it's from Rav Leib Chassman, maybe.
No?
From his Rebbe, Rav Leib Chassman. He said, you know, we have to understand that if stone was so bad, it wasn't that the other nations were tzaddik and gemurim. Most cultures tend to go in clumps. So if stone and Amora were like a minus 100, most of the other places were minus 95 or minus 90. You know, they didn't quite cut the guy's feet off. They just, you know, whatever it is. But it was very hard in perspective of justice to see why stone and Amora need to be destroyed. They're a little worse than everybody else, but not terrible, terrible. He had just been at Avraham Avinu's house, the epitome of chesed. He was a sick old man who had stood outside with Machas Orach there. Vayashkifu misham, and from that vantage point, they looked down on stone, Vayechel Shachse stone. That's where they saw the full justice of destroying stone. So it always also helps when you contrast the good with the bad. But he says, but it's very different. Kitzor lam shekol malas atov ein lano lavin al mazatoy mashu tov ushlilas hahefer shel hamailasim eino bechlal geda hamailasim atovos ela kulam kechne chasach zgera yichud shushlilas kol mashu zolasa v'kulam in asug zeichash. So he says, when I have the black background to the white painting, the black background helps me see the white. But what I do is at the end of the day, I have an extremely strong impression of white. That's what I have. So it's not that the black itself goes into my understanding. It might have helped me understand it, but it's not. So if I meet a group of stupid people, and then I meet somebody really bright, it enhances my appreciation of him. But there's nothing about in his brightness that incorporates stupidity. But when I have a group of people, but when I'm talking about yichud, when I'm saying that I'm excluding, the proof for something as being unique includes in itself the not doing with others. That's part of the picture itself. When I say he is the only a power broker in the region, I need to show what he does, and it goes into the core definition. The other ones serve as a contrast, not as core definition. And he says,
with Yichud, it is you need that to establish the very definition of it. Is that right?
Correct. Okay. And it is. Yichud. It's part and parcel of the very definition. Okay. For instance, when I'm doing a problem, I may show you some other examples to contrast this problem. But once you understand this problem, those examples fall off. The nafis in yichud, where I'm trying to exclude the others, I need to put that in. Lametes omar neshama zevade shavana tliyarak ba'chana. Bekol asugim minei tzrich la'avdu mazeh de'lo binyanam ve'atoz enoz mehem. Ve'av al pi shamachshav al yoyin ein darkak me'odom atyo shechem bachilukim elu al nach me'odom tzrich la'daba b'derach me'odom. So he's saying something over here. He's adding a line here, and I'm not sure what it's a caveat. He's saying, he's basically saying kaviyochel. What I think he's saying is as follows, and we see it from his later hemshir. He's saying, at the end of the day, what I'm telling you now is a logical structure that's true about human activities and endeavors. So for us, when we have something that excludes others, I need to touch base with the Ra in order to exclude it. There's a problem with that. So that means, in a sense, if we were to extrapolate HaKadosh Baruch on that, we'd be saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to create bad, because or else he wouldn't be Yochel without bad. That's not true. You know, he's giving a logical clout that in order to understand exclusivity, you need to have others that you're eliminating. If I say that so-and-so is the only Russian here, I need to exclude others that they're not Russians. That's part of what I need to do. If the statement he's the only Russian here, if he's the only person here, that wouldn't make sense to say he's the only Russian here. Because I'm not, what am I excluding? The sentence he is the only Russian here,
but there's others,
makes sense that there are others who may or may not be Russian. But if he's the only person here, and I say he's the only Russian here, what does that mean? So l'chura, that would imply by Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm using the exclusive, that there must be others also, which leads us to a problem. It's not that there must be, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to. So he says, you're right. This entire argument is simply an argument in human understanding. And since Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand, And that's the Chiyur Mitzvah. So we need to address it that way. That's fine. Except that we need to understand, for us, this is true, and this picture holds true. But as far as the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes, there's a cloud, Lomach Shmoz Hashem Asecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a different way of thinking, understanding, looking, and that's that. He's adding a caveat here that all of these things that I'm saying that are absolute logical chiyuvim apply to us and our understanding of things, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we start getting into different paradoxes, and we don't want to do that. That's I think what he's saying.
Really, with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't really. If you hold, you can only talk in Lashon Shlilus about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what else can you say? In other words, if you have only one person in the room,
right,
you could say, he is a Russian, right?
Right.
Instead of saying, there's no other...
Correct.
He's the only Russian.
But
he is a Russian.
What I can't say about the person is that he's demonstrating exclusivity. I told someone, this boy is from South Africa, he lives in Yeshiva. So we were sitting at the Shabbos table, and I told somebody, I want to tell you, he's the only South African we admitted this year. Now, so in order for that statement to have any meaning, we'd have to have at least South Africans, two South Africans that applied, and we took one out the other. When I say he's the only one we admitted, if the only South African that applied, that statement is its implications are not true. It's not a full statement, but in so much as the statement is implying something, it's wrong. So speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad, it requires the possibility of an other that's been eliminated, which in a very absolute sense maybe doesn't exist, but we need to deal with the area that we can deal with. That's what he's saying. Our Chachman, our HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know and understand in a way we don't understand, and that requires our understanding. Okay. Yeah.
It's a fully formulated kasha, but it seems though it's a no. Please, you're looking. It seems like a problem with describing Hashem as Tov, because I understand it because hu chacham, but like tov, he's saying that. Maybe you don't have to prove. If you say one quality, you don't have to prove the negation of the other. But Hashem is described as Tov, but there's this thing called Ra. Like, it seems like that
so
particular
Ra,
definition of
so
Hashem
he
is.
Says, he says one in his full sweep of things, Ra is simply the absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Anoicha Asta Asta Panai Bemu. Ra is an activity that is devoid of Ratzon Hashem, that one does not feel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one. But made all of Ra really is the area HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist.
Right.
It's like Chazal, we have some diseases that are we attack by bacteria or something. So you have a disease where the body cut off the circulation and it simply rots on its own.
Right.
It's simply what I'm seeing here is not a disease because I say I'm seeing a lack of chibur to the guf and so on.
But isn't that the same thing with like foolishness? What is foolishness? It's the absence of Hashem. I mean, isn't every negative quality just
correct? But he's saying. So you're asking.
I'm not sure. I'm just saying, like the word, whatever. Yeah.
That was the point you just made. That those other negative qualities are not here to teach us about Tov. They're here to teach us also. Any concern of Bria is shows us two things. It shows us about the opposite, which is the opposite of Ra's Torah. But Ra also is a lack of Hashem's yichud in the area of being made. The reason why Ra is in the world is not to teach us about Torah. It's about to teach us about Hashem's yichud.
All right. Okay.